If you still receive a printed newspaper, you no doubt have collected pounds of extra paper since Thanksgiving, because it was on that day that huge versions of the paper began arriving, stuffed with ads for sales and Christmas shopping at stores large and small. Christmas shopping that started in earnest on Thanksgiving Day in many places. Every year, there's a search for something more meaningful than the gift buying and giving carousel. Today's guest took inspiration from that search a bunch of years back. Jeff Golden created the Abundance Swap back in Ashland this weekend for a 13th time. Jeff Golden, of course, broadcaster, activist, political figure, and former host of the Jefferson Exchange. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. It's really good to be here.
You like being at this table, I can tell.
I like being at this table. I feel like I'm on the wrong side or something, but I would like coming back here.
Tell the tale, because actually this room was actually part of the birth of the Abundance Swap, as
this
I understand
was,
it.
This was a maternity ward right here. We were talking about Black Friday. This was 2002. It was the week before Thanksgiving. And back then, there were, you know, as I remember in the 70s, 80s, 90s, this special shopping day of Black Friday was created. They didn't call it that then. But it sort of stayed the same. If you got up early on Friday, day after Thanksgiving, you could get bargains. And then sometime around 2000, there started to be this escalation every year. And you know, now we've seen it to where it's open Thanksgiving Day. And, you know, it's turning, maybe turning into a week. Now, who knows? But that acceleration was just starting in 2002. So we were reading a story, it was like Tuesday, 2 days before Thanksgiving, about the retailer's plans for that Friday. And they were going to start opening at, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 in the morning then. And just it was just the beginning of people starting to camp out in parking lots to get first in line. It's sort of old news now. But at the time, we were having a conversation with our guests and saying, you know, back then, most days were Vince days. People called up and raged about this and that. And we talked about how, you know, I don't think it's controversial that the kind of energy behind that and the, can I get there first? Can I get first in line? Can I get one of those $50 flat screen TVs? Is not really aligned with what people think of as the spirit of the holidays. And there'd been some reactions back then. Buy Nothing Day was in full flower. It still is. Also on the same day. And as a protest, you know, some people make sure they buy nothing on that day. And, you know, that's one approach. But we thought it was a little Grinch-like, and that, you know, the best part of the holidays for a lot of us is giving, and we didn't want to give that up. So we just started mulling this idea over. And, you know, most of us who, you know, who have a little bit of economic comfort have things around, nice things that we never use anymore. So how about instead of buying more new stuff, we kind of move it around. And we thought about it, and we did sort of a trial run that first year, and it was about 40 people showed up, no real publicity. And the idea was bring a couple things that are nice. You know, nice meaning somebody would really like to receive it as a gift. It might be utility, it might be beauty, something that's still nice that you don't use.
So not the white elephant gift that you,
not
that you
the
bring.
White, no, yeah. Exactly. Not the white, and not the half can of paint from your garage. We've seen that.
Or the ugly holiday sweater or something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, that's all, that needs to get well used. But this is a gift buying, gift shopping alternative. So instead of going to the mall, people could, well, along probably along with going to the mall, people could come to the Abundance Swap, and we have a procedure, and bring two or three things. We ask that they find three things that are kind of nice. You know, somebody would like to receive them as a gift. We have a process, and they can take things away. And what we ask is that what they take, they give as gifts. They use it as a shopping alternative and give as gifts. And we move things around, and we come together, and we didn't really plan this, but the kind of the spirit of the event and the celebration of community and the people who see each other sometimes for the only time all year and kind of celebrate the how much we have has been extraordinary.
So it's not just a matter of things changing hands, but it's also a matter of getting a chance to reflect on what you brought there. They're going, you know, I'm doing okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. How much we've got. And, you know, usually very often there are stories that go along with the items and people share that. And we ask people not to just bring stuff and drop it off. We want them to. We want the connection, celebration of community and generosity.
Jeff Golden's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is the founder of the Abundance Swap. Its 13th edition comes to Ashland tomorrow, correct?
No, Sunday.
Sunday, sorry.
Sunday, doors open at, it's the old historic armory on Oak Street. Doors open and one event starts at 1:30. It'll be over around 2:30. We ask people to stay for the whole thing.
And you can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions or comments for Jeff about the event. 800-838-3760 around the region, 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. As you envisioned this, okay, there was an internet, and most people had it by that time. Were there places to go to not reinvent the wheel? Was anybody doing anything quite like this that you could borrow some ideas from?
We didn't find anything. I can't say we did exhaustive research, but we didn't find anything. They're kind of gift swaps sometimes. People, of course, in offices or organizations get together and do something. Often that white elephant or that, what do they call it, that theft process that folks do and exchanges. This isn't exactly an exchange in that it's not that I see something that you brought that I'd like and I want to know if you'll trade me what I brought for what you brought. It's not like that. It's more general. And we really didn't know of anything at the time. And best we put up the website, which is abundanceswap.org, hoping that people might take a little bit of our experience and maybe try it in their own communities. And quite a few folks have.
So what are the rules then, and how did you develop those? Because I can just imagine it's, put everything down on the tables and ring the bell. And
yeah,
boom.
That's how it started. A little bit of trial and error. That's what the first year was. Everybody bring your stuff, put it down, and now go.
Like an Easter egg hunt for kids.
A little bit like that. Adult Easter egg hunt and a kid, all family Easter egg hunt. We have a process. It's a little bit detailed, I think, more than I'll get into here, but a pretty simple process that's designed to have 2/3 of the people stay with their items at a table. People come out and lay their items on a table at the armory. And our process lets 1/3 of the people at a time circulate the room, find something, a gift that they want to take, and 2/3 stay with their things. And that solved the problem of, chaos and has people mixing and meeting and that kind of thing. Then we have a couple little flourishes. It's semi-organized. It's very simple. And we don't change it much year to year.
So you did find a formula that worked pretty early on.
Pretty well. Yeah, pretty well. It's a little detailed. And when people come, we explain how it all works. Nobody gets too confused. And, I would say that the biggest change over the years has been a reflection of the hard economic times. And we have every year now we have people who come in and say something to us about how they probably wouldn't have been able to find anything for their kids for the holidays, or their kids wouldn't have been able to find anything to give for the holidays if it weren't for the abundance swap. And that kind of gets you.
So then it must have transformed a bit, I'm thinking, through the years of the Great Recession, when we had people who had long been donors to food banks, for example, becoming recipients from food banks, stuff like that. Did the size of the crowd, did the composition of the crowd, did the quality of the gifts change much over that time?
The size grew every year, except for last year. Last year was a couple of days after that huge ice and snowstorm.
Oh, right.
And we were cut in half, but it built every year till then. I don't know if I can make a real accurate generalization. It strikes me that it started out kind of Ashland folks that I would generalize or reasonably comfortable, nobody worrying about their next meal. And now it's more diverse than that. That's still there. And then people who are, challenged, scraping by come as well. And they often bring some very nice things, too. I mean, you get generosity from everybody.
What kinds of things do people bring? I'm just curious to know if you got some superlatives from 12 previous iterations of the Abundance Swap, stuff that you never thought you'd see come into the swap and did, yeah, or stuff that you thought for sure would be there and wasn't.
It's pretty diverse, and your jaw drops at what some people bring. I saw recently a 7 or 8-piece copperware cook set that people brought. Somebody had their kids outgrow their bunk beds, their homemade bunk beds, and they assembled it in a corner of the room, and another family was just thrilled to get it. There was one year where a guy at intermission got up and jangled his car keys, and he said, you know what, I don't need my, I think, 89 Volkswagen anymore, and he sort of talked to people to find somebody who really needed it, and that's a little bit unusual. There's artwork, there's kitchenware, a little bit of clothing, lots of electronics, some of it, not that useful anymore. And again, what we ask people is think about it. As you look at your own things, find something that someone would really like to receive as a gift. And, a 15-year-old computer, not so much.
8-track tape deck.
Yeah, not so much.
Okay. Jeff Golden's our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He is the founder of the Abundance Swap. Returning to Ashland on Sunday at the Ashland Armory, the historic Ashland Armory. Doors open at 1 o'clock. The events start at 1:30, it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, it was half an hour to get organized. So is that a lot of time that people spend looking around at things?
People mingle. People cruise to look at to see what's there. And, you know, we really emphasize, we had some problem in the early years of people starting on their own and starting to take things, and people got upset. So we're, you know, we try to be really clear about that. Let's all start together. But that half hour of mingling and people seeing each other is an important part of it.
So first, is there a formality to the process? Like, you do not do this until this happens. There's a point at which the sale closes. That's one question.
There are a few rules, and it's just to try and keep everybody, you know, it can be upsetting to somebody to bring something really nice and have it sort of taken before we start. And it, you know, that's probably the biggest problem we had. I don't want to exaggerate. It's rare, but it upsets the spirit. You know, a small number of people can kind of upset what we're there that for. So we are not yet, we haven't gotten any surplus military equipment yet to police this thing, but we really make sure that everybody starts together and kind of follows our few rules.
The other question was about whether you, because you'd mentioned about the theft at some of these the White Elephant gift exchanges,
yeah,
that happened, particularly at neighborhood or business
office
Christmas parties.
Yeah.
Yeah, where you get to, if you're the second person, you get to either take the gift you just opened or take the one from the person ahead of you.
Exactly.
Is there anything like that mechanism?
No.
Okay.
No. No, we've had a little bit of confusion, but where people have taken, you know, selected things, and then someone came back and reselected it, but that's not supposed to happen. Once you select things, you put it on the floor under the table, and then it's off limits.
Is there anything that you expect to see every year and don't? I mean, do people go in there with the expectation that they might be able to walk out of there with a couple of gifts? I mean, can they go in there with a list, like, I want to get this and this and this?
Haven't
and
seen
reasonably
that.
Expect to walk away from the Abundance Swap with some of their list fulfilled?
I don't know. I haven't seen that. And it's not an exchange, again, where you bring three items, so you're supposed to take three items. I have some people say, it's really interesting. This is a stretch for different people in different ways. It sort of runs against a lot of our old habits. And there's a number of people I've talked to who say, well, I have stuff. I'd like to come and I'll bring it, but I don't need anything. I'm not going to take anything. And I, you know, we like to say, well, maybe that's your stretch to take some things. And remember, it's not so much for you. If you see something that's kind of nice, can you think of somebody in your life who'd really like that? Well, there's your gift. And I have seen people who've said that. I'm not going to take anything away. I've watched them at the end of the day walk away with three or four nice things. And it's a little bit chaotic. It's not one-to-one. And for some people, it's a stretch giving away really nice things. For others, it's a stretch to take it. For others, they think, well, it's not really proper to give a gift that's been used before. And so we have a little gift card that people can take with them to explain what this is about a little, and to sort of invite recipients of the gifts into the spirit of the thing.
But the idea is that this is stuff that probably did get used at somebody else's home, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, probably. So, you know, sometimes it's something new that you bought and it just didn't. Just never used it. I brought a couple things like that. I think of there's a blender I bought 1 year on sale, and such a great bargain, and I never used it, never took it out of the box, so I took the Abundance Swap 1 year.
How do you gently guide people out of doing things like overturning the drawer that contains their last 12 cell phones?
Yeah.
All of which are obsolete.
Well, we emphasize, like I am now, please bring something that someone would really like as a gift. And that's kind of subjective. For a couple years, we had somebody at the door really asking people, if it's kind of severe, someone comes with a carton where they cleaned out their shop of old stuff. We ask them, you know, would you refrain from bringing that in, please? And we don't want to, you know, we're not about being snobby. We're about being a gift exchange and, you know, not a garage sale.
Is there any admission fee just to get in?
There is no money involved in this at all. And I want to thank.
No cash.
No cash, mm-hmm. Whatever. So we haven't set out we have a few minor expenses, but our sort of group of about eight people just kind of cover them every year. It's important to us not to have a dish out asking for donations. And I want to say something, that the one thing, the challenge for this for most communities is finding a venue that's big enough indoors, because it's wintertime. And we have been able to do this only because of the generosity of the DeBoer family. And, you know, there's no money, so we don't have, you know, resources to rent the place. And the DeBoer family, for about 6 or 7 years now, have donated the use of the historic armory. And we wouldn't be able to do this without that.
The first one was not at the Armory, is that right?
No, the first three or four were different places as we grew. Uh-huh. And we've ended up at kind of the biggest indoor venue in the community. And as I say, it's kind of essential to pulling this thing off.
Are there regulars? Are there people who just come back year after year after year? And of, I mean, how much of the crowd do they represent?
You know, I usually ask at the very beginning who's been here before, and three quarters of the hands come up, and then I'll say who's been here to five or more, and half of those will come up. So we probably have a seniors band of 10 or 12 who've been to every all 13. And then there's always a third to a half who haven't been there before.
Any particular new wrinkles this year?
I don't think so. When well, there's one thing where we have a process at the end. Once we do a couple of rounds where people select the gifts, we are going to invite people to leave the rest of their things because they're going to go to a couple community groups, the Northwest Seasonal Workers and perhaps somewhere else. I'm not sure, perhaps the Maslow Project, where people will really be able to appreciate what's left over. We're putting a little more emphasis on that than we have in the past.
And obviously you keep doing the abundance swap because you're getting something out of it, or somebody's getting something out of it.
It's a thrill. I mean, it's really, we do not work hard at this anymore. It's sort of self, it sort of executes. This, our group gets together once beforehand, and it's mostly just to visit and whatnot and say, well, how did that work last year, and do we want to tweak it at all? And we tweak it a little bit, but it's really easy. That's why it's lasted this long, because it's as simple as it is.
Leave the money at home, bring the nice stuff to the Abundance Swap at 1 o'clock, set up at the Ashland Armory, the historic Ashland Armory, Oak and B Streets. The trading goes on starting at 1:30. Jeff Golden is the founder and our guest here at the Jefferson Exchange. Jeff, always good to see you.
You too, Jeffrey. Happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays.